Fishing Overload, episode number 2. Today is the 14th of June, 2023, and I'm your host, Luella. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, What Skills Are Needed for Fishing? This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot Door AI. Okay, let's get to it. Welcome to our podcast on the skills needed for fishing. Fishing is one of the most popular outdoor activities enjoyed by people all over the world. Whether you are a seasoned angler or just starting out, there are skills that you need to learn to be successful when out on the water.
The first skill that is needed for fishing is patience. Fishing is not a quick activity, and it can take hours before you catch anything. You need to wait for the right moment and have faith that the fish will bite. This requires a lot of patience, perseverance, and the ability to stay calm and focused even when nothing seems to be happening.
The second skill that is needed for fishing is observation. You need to be able to observe your surroundings and understand the behavior of the fish that you are targeting. You need to be aware of the weather, tides, and other natural factors that affect the behavior of the fish. Observing the water for signs of activity, such as ripples and bubbles, can also help you determine the best place to cast your line. A third skill that is essential for successful fishing is knowledge of knots. Knowing how to tie various knots is crucial for attaching your bait or lure to your line. You need to be able to tie strong knots that will not come undone when a fish bites your bait. There are numerous knots used in fishing, and it is important to learn and master them before hitting the water.
Another critical skill is casting. Proper casting technique is essential to have your bait or lure reach the intended location in the water accurately. You need to be able to cast your line with precision, and this requires good hand-eye coordination. The casting technique can be improved through practice, and it remains a crucial skill in fishing.
Fifth, you need to understand the type of fishing equipment you are using. Whether it is a spinning reel, a bite caster, or a fly fishing rod, you need to know how to use the equipment correctly. Each type of fishing equipment has its unique techniques, and learning their intricacies is essential to master fishing. You also need to understand how to maintain and repair equipment to ensure it lasts longer and performs its best.
The sixth skill required for fishing is knowledge of the fish species in the area you plan to fish. Different fish have different habits and behaviors. Some fish species prefer deep waters, while others prefer shallow or rocky areas. You need to know what species are common in your area and what bait or lures they prefer. Having this knowledge increases your chances of catching fish, and it also prevents you from wasting your time and resources.
Finally, you need to practice catch and release techniques. Catch and release is a crucial part of fishing for the sustainability of aquatic ecosystems. The practice of catching and releasing fish safely ensures that these species remain abundant and can be enjoyed by future generations of anglers. Proper handling of fish also ensures that the fish remains healthy and undamaged to continue their life cycle.
In conclusion, fishing requires several skills which translate to patience, observation, knowledge of knots, proper casting technique, knowledge of fishing equipment, understanding of fish species, and catch and release techniques. Whether you are attempting to catch that elusive trophy fish or just looking to enjoy a relaxing day on the water, mastering these skills will undoubtedly make your fishing experience more enjoyable and fulfilling. So, take time to learn, master, and practice these skills to be a successful angler. Thank you for tuning in to this podcast on the skills needed for fishing.
Thank you all for joining us again on Fishing Overload. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.